You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight, and you've got the Civic Media Radio Network. We are jamming here on a Friday night, having some fun conversations. If you missed the first hour, our question of the night is, what famous person are you glad you're not related to? We will get to your texts. They're piling up. I need to start reading some texts, but we'll get to those in just a few minutes. We had a great discussion in hour number one, Lisa Hale, the host of New Wisco Weekend, and we will just get back into our conversation about Dexter with Lisa in just a minute. We also, what else did we talk about, Conrad? We talked about
sex. Well, Superman.
Superman. We had a great clip that Conrad found between David Corn-Sweat and director James Gunn. Outstanding. You can catch all of this in the podcast if you missed it first hour. And we talked a little bit about Sex and the City, the follow-up, and just like that, fans do not seem happy about how the way or about the way the show ended. I got a plug-in for David Zucker, the creator of Airplane, the original Naked Gun, and Top Secret. He will be here on Monday at 6:35 on Nightlight talking about some really cool stuff he's done over the course of his career. Let us know the answer to our question of the night, folks. What famous person are you glad you're not related to? And we will read those coming up shortly. Also, it is a bar band Friday night. Our pal Rocker is filling in for Terry Barr tonight. Terry is taking a well-deserved vacation today. And Rocker, we really don't miss a beat with Rocker. Would you agree with that, Con?
Totally agree.
Okay. So Rocker will be here at 7:35. And that is the voice of Conrad Krieger working the board. Right now, we have a few more minutes with our pal Lisa Hale, who is joining us over the stream. We just finished up a conversation about Dexter. And did you watch And Just Like That, Lise? Are you a Sex and the City girl?
I was never a Sex and the City girl. I just never could get into it.
Yeah.
And you'll find that about me as you get to know me more and more. When it comes to girly things, I'm really not, you know, always in there. You won't find me watching The Real Housewives or Bachelorette or any of that stuff. But give me a good serial killer and I'm right there.
I did not mean to make assumptions, but I do know that you love James Bond and serial killers. I kind of had a feeling I knew which way you were going to swing in that and just like that question. But I thought I would ask anyway.
Now, the Golden Girls. I'm all about the Golden Girls now.
Great. So funny. Let's talk about New Wisco Weekend. Such a great news magazine show, I think is how we describe it, right, here in Northeast
Wisconsin?
That's
exactly what it is.
What do you got coming up this weekend?
This weekend on New Wisco Weekend, we are going to talk about thrift shops. Because National Thrift Shop Day is Sunday. And so we've got a feature article on Abelite thrift stores, which are in the Green Bay, Appleton, Neenah, Horicon, Watertown, Eau Claire, and there's one other. Anyway, there's seven Abelite thrift stores throughout Wisconsin that use their thrift stores as a way to fund helping adults with intellectual or developmental disabilities thrive and, you know, providing services for them. So we've got a feature story on that. Then we've got with Terry Barr a great interview on somebody who really has spent 15 years thrifting and gives us all the do's and don'ts and wills and won'ts.
Yeah.
And of course, we have Amanda Nimmer talking about Facebook Marketplace. And we have a story from Joanne Krulotz about being safe when you're out garage sailing, not buying something that maybe has had a recall on it and things like that. And then there's this guy, what's his name? Pete Chwaba.
I'm familiar with his work.
He does this show called Nightlight, and he has musical guests on. And so this week, our musical guest is one that you had on, Kaylin Cold, with Mistreat Her Right.
Oh, wow.
So we've got that interview to wrap things up.
She's great.
Then there is then there is, of course, the classic cinema pick of the week, which I cannot get through the week without your classic cinema pick of the week.
Oh, that's
good
so
one
great.
This week. Thank Not my you. Favorite from that actor, but a good one. So.
Okay, so I was going to ask, by the way, Caitlin Cole, fantastic, great choice. I wanted to ask you too, I'm late to the party, as I am with Dexter, on thrifting. I wouldn't say I thrift, but I realized, you know, when you read about climate change, global warming, and all this stuff, and these clothes that just, you know, I really got into it. I'm not a clothes person necessarily anyway, even though I look dynamite most of the time. But you can laugh at that. What? Wow, she just kind of got
wasn't
sad.
Say,
She's
I
just
wasn't
got a sad
a
look on her
was
face
not
when I said
say a thing. Nope, wasn't going to say a thing.
But I love going into secondhand stores because I have a better chance finding. I like older stuff anyway. I don't know. I watch a fashion show where a woman's walking around in a nut cup and a pair of heels, and I'm like, who the hell would ever wear that? So
no one.
Yeah, except unless you're at a fashion show. So I like my retro stuff, and I am totally on board. I think this is a great topic this weekend.
It is so much fun. And as somebody who thrifts as a side hustle, I will thrift and flip. Do you know what I mean by flipping? Like
no.
Sell something on. I find something in a thrift store, and then I go, somebody else is going to want this and is going to want to buy it from me. So I'll flip it on eBay.
Nice.
So, you know, I do that sometimes. Thrifting is just a different mindset. You have to go in there and not be looking for specific, but waiting to see what's going to jump out at you. Whether
well
it's a
said.
Fuzzy pink sweater or, you know, some zebra pants or something, something is going to jump out at you and you can take it and make it your style.
And something you can't find necessarily that's in style right now. But if you know you like a certain look, that is what thrifting is great at. You can usually find it if you're patient. My guest is Lisa Hale. She is the host of New Wisco Weekend. We just did a quick rundown of what you can catch this weekend on Lisa's show. And then, all right, so you said Fletch is not your favorite Chevy Chase movie. What is?
I would have to go with Christmas Vacation.
Okay. Yeah, that's
a Christmas
good
one. Vacation is always going to be my favorite from him. I mean, just there's just so many good quotes that can't be shared on the radio.
Right.
But, you know, I like that. And then I have a problem with Chevy Chase now.
Uh-oh.
It's kind of hard because I know he's such a butthole.
Yeah.
That it's kind of hard to really like the character. But I have been able to separate the art from the artist in many different. So
I can do that sometimes. And I, part of me, oftentimes, I don't want to know the extent of what someone has done. I know, you know, before social media and that, I don't know what went on with people like, you know, Michael Jordan's one of my sports heroes. Well, social media wasn't, and I'm not insinuating that I know anything, but I like not knowing about stuff. I want to keep the focus on their work. And I think Chevy Chase, or Fletch anyway, pound for pound with the one-liners is great. But he did two films right after Saturday Night Live, Seems Like Old Times and Foul Play. Did you see those?
I did. Foul Play, I liked.
Yeah.
I liked.
I kind of like
Old Times. It was okay.
It has Charles Grodin, and I love everything with Charles Grodin. But
I mean, how can you not?
Lisa, you are.
Are we dating ourselves?
No,
bit there.
I'm in my really late 20s, and I'm just a history buff. So there you
go. Favorite Charles Grodin film of all time.
Will you just acknowledge that I look dynamite most of the time, regardless
you
of threads?
You look dynamite. You look fantastic.
Back at
you. I am just so impressed with how great your style is.
I've got the threads. There's no question about that. Lisa, you are such a fun guest.
Threads.
You're so multi-talented. Keep up the great work with the news and New Wisco Weekend. We love it. And thank you for letting me be a part of it and Conrad as well.
Absolutely. I have one question for you.
Absolutely. Sure.
If I, as a fellow writer, if I start pounding out serial killer novels, will you proof them for me?
Well, I'll be scared not to if you start writing. If you get any more into that world, I'll do whatever you want.
I'm just teasing with you, but thank
you. I know.
You.
Anytime. We'll talk soon. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks.
All right. That's Lisa Hale. Check out New Wisco Weekend, folks, here at WGBW and WISS. And if you miss it there, check out the podcast at civicmedia.us. All right, we should probably get some texts here, huh?
You know what? I just got to say this. You know, Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
Chevy,
that works.
Chevrolet Chase. I really like the movie Funny Farm.
I did too.
I think it's hilarious.
That's a forgotten about one of his. Yeah. It's very, when he eats all the lamb fries and Yellow Dog. Yeah, that's a great, I love that movie.
I find myself going back to that movie every year because I just need a laugh someday.
Do you really? Yeah, I should rewatch that. I kind of forgot about that movie. But I went and saw that with my mom when I was like, I don't know, 30 years old. Great film. Now, there are two more candidates for The Window Love. But I already took my picture for the night.
Oh. Well, you tell them to come back Monday.
Start cataloging them, right. Our question of the night, folks, is what celebrity are you glad, or famous person, are you glad you're not related to? Danny Wheels on social media says Dr. Phil. Oh, yes. Thank you. I actually liked that guy when he was on Oprah at first. I kind of liked him.
I liked his. I think his show is funny sometimes, so.
I think that's what they're. He's just turned into such a tool.
It was never really, meant to actually fix a person, I think.
Right.
It was just like, all right, here are their problems. We're going to laugh at them.
Exactly. Which is what a lot of those shows have become. Janet on social media says, Mel Gibson. Yeah, I'm kind of with you there. He turned into kind of a kook as well. Our pal Ezekiel Drew says, Danny Masterson.
Yes.
I almost refer to him as a Wisconsin guy, but he's not. He's a Wisconsin guy via color television.
You know, you didn't really know what happened to him until you're watching The Ranch, and all of a sudden they killed him off, and he was one of the most important characters.
Oh, right, because of the scandal.
And it was a car crash that he died in the ranch.
Right.
But it's just like so random. You're like, wait, he died? And then I looked at him like, oh.
There you go. You can't do something in real life and not expect it to be killed off of that magnitude. He wasn't even just harassing. He was like a convicted rapist, right?
Yep.
Horrible. Ross on social media says Trump. We've got a few of those. I was expecting a few of those, obviously. A president is going to be polarizing one way or the other, but especially Trump is going to bring that out of certain people. Thank you, Ross, for the text. Let's go to the text line where we've got Tom from New Berlin says, you, Pete.
Oh, wow.
I thought Tom and I were friends. He doesn't want to share DNA with me. You know what, Tom? I've had about enough of your beep. I'm just kidding. I don't blame you, Tom. Good text. You do enough good work here, Tom, where I'm going to let that one go. Matt from Middleton says, Gary Busey. Oh, man, that face. Gary Busey. He's just crazy, though. Is Gary Busey hateful or is he just crazy? I know he's crazy.
He just looks crazy.
He looks crazy. He's probably a good guy to party with.
You think?
If you got a ride home. If he's not your ride. Matt from Middleton elaborates and says, and crazy to boot. Rob from Green Bay says, Sean Combs. We've heard Sean already tonight. Thank you very much, Rob. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids. Wisconsin Rapids says, he's a little more discerning. He says, rhymes with grump. Okay. We hear you, Tyler.
Forrest Gump.
Another one for Trump. Oh, yes. He hates Forrest Gump. Oh, why, Tyler? Bridget from the 818 says, Tom Cruise, the Scientology is something that would separate us. I am not sure if he has a close relationship with Suri because of it, and that is not cool. I don't know if any of that is true, Bridget, but if it is, I agree with you. Thank you, Bridget from the 818. I see we missed a call from Ollie. That always makes me sad. Melissa from Willie Street in Madison says, I'm going to go there, Donald Trump. You and a few other people tonight, Melissa. I guess I opened this one up for honest answers tonight. John, Melissa's fella from Madison, says, Danny Bonaducci from the Partridge Family. Peter, I waited his table for lunch at the Signature Room, 105th floor of the Hancock Building in Chicago in 1992. He was nice, then psychotic, and his mother and aunt were not impressed. I was amused mostly, but he was all over the place, and it was concerning. I've heard that about him, John, and I'm sorry you had that experience, but it helps our show, so I'm happy you did. Peach Wob and Nightlight coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. Is there a happier day than Friday? Seriously. Like, I mean, I love Saturday, but it's the looking forward to.
Yeah. You know, I'm really excited. I was gonna go see Nobody too. After the show tonight, but they had no show times at the East one, and I didn't feel like driving down to the Schwab.
Nothing late.
Yeah, it started. The latest was starting at 7. So, I could have.
That's so lame. 7 o'clock on a weekend.
So tomorrow I'm going to go to Nobody too, and I'm hoping that it's gonna be better than the first one. I enjoyed the first one.
Yeah,
I just hope it knocks the socks off.
It takes it to another level.
Exactly.
I'm gonna see the Spike Lee film this weekend. That is my plan anyway. We have our question of the night is, what famous person or celebrity are you happy you're not related to? We got another vote. Me and Trump are killing it tonight.
I'm gonna change mine to Pete Schwabba too.
Pal Chad Fran says Pete Schwabba. Oh, Chad just made his last appearance on Nightlight. I'm kidding, Chad. And what else? We had another one here. I don't want to miss this one.
Yeah, Jim from Appleton just said Hulk Hogan.
Oh, he's another one. What a not Hulk Hogan, not Jim. Yeah, all the stuff that came out about him. I can't. I'm not a Hulk Hogan fan. That's a great choice, Jim. And then 608 just said Steve.
I think he's talking about my dad.
He doesn't want to be related to Steve, whoever that is. So me and Trump are in a tie for first place tonight. That's exciting. All right, we talked about Superman. We did that. I am so excited. I'm going to see the Spike Lee movie, and I'm going to watch Alien Earth. The first two episodes are available. Folks, coming up in just a few minutes, Rocker will be here filling in for Terry Barr on Bar Band Friday. They are co-hosts on Max Inc. Radio. They do great work together, and Rocker has filled in for Terry before, and we really don't miss a beat. He's just great, and he knows music just like Terry does, especially local music. Here's another one, Conrad. We have another someone in the competition. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, glad I'm not related to Danny Masterson. He was kind of an a-hole in character on That 70s Show.
He really was, He stole a couple girlfriends.
Oh, before any of the,
Well, in That 70s Show.
Yeah, yeah.
No, in That 70s Show.
So his character.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I never really knew what he did behind the scenes in That 70s Show, but I'm guessing it's not good.
Yeah, I don't think so. So we just found out, we got to get a hold of Norm Kapeski at Appleton Cigar because they're having a beard competition.
Yeah.
I want in. I want to know what's going on. You got a ways to go, but you're further along than me. So we got to get a hold of Norm and talk about his beard competition. I think that's a beautiful thing. Right now, before we get to Rocker and Bar Band Friday, I found this clip. I just love this. I don't know the podcast, but it's, where is it? It should say right here. It's Chris Kale. It's a Beardo and Weirdo podcast. That's all I know. I don't know who the host is, but this is a great clip of this guy telling a story about Brian Wilson and Don Henley. Don Henley apparently was a big fan of Brian Wilson, and I think that's kind of all you need to know for this great clip.
Don Henley, apparently, huge Beach Boys fan. Pet Sounds was the first album he ever bought. Okay. Brian Wilson is coming to Los Angeles to do an art exhibit. Don Henley walks into this art exhibit, walks right up to Brian Wilson and goes, Brian, Don Henley, Eagles. And Brian goes, oh, hey, yeah, sure, sure. How you doing? How you doing? And they're talking for a few minutes and Don realizes this isn't going anywhere. So he goes, do you mind? this is the first album I ever purchased. Do you mind signing? And he goes, sure. Yeah, sure. You got something I can sign it with? And he hands him the album, hands him the Sharpie. And Brian Wilson looks at Don Henley. He has the album and he writes, to Don, looks at him again. Thank you for all the great music. And then he slows down, looks at Don Henley, scratches out the word great and writes good, and then signs his name. There's a witness who saw it happen. Mm-hmm. And another friend of mine who played in Don's band said, I've seen it. It's framed in Don Henley's house. Rest in peace to Brian Wilson, whose influence goes all the way down to Paul Bearer.
That is so great. Right in front of him, crosses out great and puts good. Love that story. Mark from Prairie du Sac, he's in the 608. He also says, and that was before the more recent revelations, I don't like anyone who preys on people. Totally with you, Mark. And I assume that's what you meant when you said Danny Masterson. So Mark had enough just with Danny's character. I can't even imagine the fall from grace Danny Masterson took in Mark's eyes after those revelations. I found this I thought it was kind of cool. This is from Up North News. Pat Kreitlow's operation, 13 famous people who are buried in Wisconsin. Do you know anybody who is? You do know one.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Frank Lloyd Wright is a good one. Yep, yep. In Spring Green.
Chris Farley.
Chris Farley is another one. Well done.
I didn't look at the sheet. I'm actually trying to guess.
Okay, there's another one, a big one, that you'll, if you think hard enough, you'll guess. And it was semi, well, it was recent.
Oh, it was recent?
Yeah. You know this guy.
Why can't I? Oh, Bob Uecker.
Bob Uecker. I mean, that's not a surprise, but no. I was surprised he was on the list. Here's one I didn't know. Nicholas Ray is buried at Oak Grove Cemetery in La Crosse. He was a filmmaker. He directed Rebel Without, he directed They Live by Night, and then he also directed Rebel Without a Cause, which he wrote the story for. Actually, I'm not 100% certain if he directed it, but he wrote the story for it. I'm going to pull this up right now and let you know. It's always fun. I'll have to look until after the break, but I thought that was kind of cool. Nicholas Ray, director, Rebel Without a Cause, directed James Dean. The other one, Esten Hemings Jefferson, one of Thomas Jefferson's children that he fathered with a freed slave, moved to Madison.
Interesting.
With his family in 1852, he and his wife both integrated into the city's white community as he worked as a cabinet maker. Isn't that crazy? Thomas Jefferson's kid, a cabinet maker in Madison. He's deceased now. All right. It is a Bar Band Friday night, folks. Let us know if there's a celebrity you do not want to be related to. Trump and I are off the list. Someone else, please. All right. Rockers coming up next on Bar Band Friday night. It's Peach Wabbit and Nightlight. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network. No strength, and you're jumping on. Yes, you're jumping on a fast train. Jumping on a fast train. Gotta go on the lamp.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Peach Wabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back. Oh, one of my favorite times of the week, folks. And one of my favorite guests is not here, but filling in for her is also one of my favorite guests. And he is Terry Barr's co-host on Max Inc. Radio, which you can hear on WMDX on Saturday nights. And if you don't live in the Madison area, you can catch the podcasts at civicmedia.us. He's also a musician and a music aficionado. And he joins us tonight, our pal Rocker. Hey, buddy, how are you?
What's happening, Pete? How you doing?
Doing great. How are things in Madison tonight?
Oh, we're doing great. It's still some great weather. Hanging out on the deck. Just got done with dinner. Oh, and nice. Yeah, just had an amazing day.
That's outstanding. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And, you know, I haven't talked to you. I did my show down there for a week, and I was going to go to Atwood Fest to get some sound bites, but it was raining. How did that turn out? I mean, that's your baby, right?
Wow. Well, you know, yes, I suppose that would be one way to characterize it. But I would say that the rain happened like literally in kind of the first, you know, half hour,
right,
like before the fest opened, and then really kind of opened, you know, the first band went on stage and the rain stopped and that was it. No more rain.
Here's the problem.
We did get some heat, but everybody braved that.
If I had stayed and to see if the rain would have gone away, it would not have gone away. And I would have sat there for four hours. So it was good that I left.
Cloud over your head?
Yeah, exactly. It went a three-hour drive, too. Hey, it's great to have you. I'm excited to see what you brought us because you always bring great stuff, Rocker. What is on your mind tonight in regard to cool local music?
You know, I'm looking through August coming up, and there's a lot of stuff happening, some festivals, some really good gigs. Tonight actually kicks off Shanks Corners Block Party. That's really a favorite street fest here in Madison. It happens right at the corner of Winnebago and Atwood Avenue, just kind of right by where Atwood Fest happens, actually.
Yeah.
And it's tonight and tomorrow, 1980 Atwood Avenue on Madison's east side. It's right by the Alchemy Cafe, Ideal Bar, Lake Ridge Bank area.
Yeah.
They have music from 5 to 10 p.m. tonight, so you can actually still get out there tonight to see a couple bands. And then Saturday, they'll have music 3 to 10 p.m.
And
some of the highlights are tonight, Seesaw, Lou Shields, and Nuggernaut. And then also tomorrow, Work, Salty Dogs, Jazz Hams. There's a whole bunch more. Find them on Facebook. But I thought I'd bring in a song from a band. I love these guys' work. They're a six-piece funk fusion band from Madison. They're formed in 2016, and they've won so many awards, I couldn't even start to name them all. And I brought this song called Dealing with the Devil, and this is Work.
Awesome.
Time it took to get you out of that door. No man left on the floor, 'cause the pride and the sin that we knew you had. Tried again, but it made you mad. Kicked and shouted, but it wouldn't break. Tried to change, but it didn't take. Got late started, still they don't care. 'Cause you're dealing with the devil, and the devil knows. You're dealing with the devil, and the devil knows.
Work and Dealing with the Devil. That was a nice little, I like that song.
And just to let your listeners know, that's Work, spelled W-U-R-K, if you're going to search them out online.
And they'll be at the, they're at the Alchemy Cafe, is that right? Or
that is at the Shanks Corner Shanks Block Corner. Party. Okay. And that's going to be on Saturday, so they'll be Saturday afternoon sometime.
Outstanding. Hey, have you ever heard of a band called Horace Green?
Yes, we had them actually at Atwood Fest, not this year, but the year before.
They did say that. That's right. We had them in the studio last night. Man, those guys were fun.
Oh, amazing.
Great stuff.
They just put out a new song. I believe it's called Cream.
Yeah.
We have it here at Max Inc.
Yeah.
I'll be playing it tomorrow night on Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, very cool. Okay. Max Inc. Radio, WMDX tomorrow from 6 to 9, right?
That's right.
All right.
6 to 9 p.m. And you can go to civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio and then stream it there live as well.
Fantastic. That's awesome. Okay, so who do we have next here?
Ron? Let's see. Ross Thorne. Ross Thorne, he's from Duluth, Minnesota. He's a folk Americana singer-songwriter, and he's teamed up with the Spine Stealers. They're from Madison. They're a folk Americana kind of duo here in Sun Prairie in Madison, and we've had them on Max Inc. Radio in the past, and they're touring together, and right now they're on the Faraway Tour, and they've been through Colorado, the Pacific Northwest, and they're coming back to Madison Friday, August 22nd at the High Noon Saloon. And then they're off to Milwaukee at the Falcon Bowl on the 23rd of August. Far Away is Ross Thorne on background vocals and banjo, Clark Singleton on bass, Jacob Mahone on acoustic guitar, and then Kate Ruland and Emma O'Shea on vocals. And they are the Spine Stealers. So they recorded this at Pecoderm Studios in Cannon Falls. This is brand new. We've got it for you tonight. This is Ross Thorne featuring the Spine Stealers from the new album. This is called Far Away.
All right.
I was born a miner's daughter in an old coal town. Pray that my dreams might carry me far from this city that's been holding me down, somewhere far across the sea. Far away, far away. Pray that my dreams might carry me. Without a heavy heart, I could make a brand new start, somewhere far across the sea. Was a fine spring morning when he walked.
I love Americana folk. That's so great. I love the banjo.
Yeah, that's Ross Thorne. So, you know, he paired up with the Spine Stealers from down here in Madison. They're touring around, and now they're coming home back to Wisconsin. So that's a brand new song that's kind of a collaboration between the two. So that's pretty cool.
It's like right out of the soundtrack of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? It sounded a little bit like, that's great.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right.
Dogtown Hollow. They are playing Friday, August 22nd at the Burr Oak on Winnebago on Madison's East Side. They're going to be playing with the Also Rans. And Dogtown Hollow just put out a new sophomore EP. It's called Watch Your Step. They recorded it at DNA Music Labs here in Madison. It's kind of a country funk. This brand new Dogtown Hollow playing at the Burr Oak August 22nd. This song is called Seven Sisters.
I'm going out into the night. The moon and stars above will guide. Shadows on the midnight ice. Trees are talking and you feel alive. There's wolf that cries. There's a wild wolf that cries. There's a wolf that cries. Well, there's a wild wolf that cries. Landmarks tell the stories of old. Summer sun. Winter's cold, stories change, will it stay the same? Playing the changes is the way of the game. And you can't deny. Who whispers in the middle of the night? No, you can't deny.
I gotta tell you, I am not a huge country music fan. But the way all these genres kind of fuse together lately, that sounds fantastic.
They are good, huh?
Yeah, great.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe they put down country funk, but, you know, it's like Americana.
Yeah.
It's bluesy. It's even a little poppy at times.
Totally. That's great. Rocker is my guest. He's filling in for Terry Barr tonight here on Barr Band Friday Night. You can catch his show, Max Inc. Radio, from 6 to 9 p.m. on WMDX, or you can stream it at civicmedia.us or listen to the podcast at civicmedia.us. It's a great show. Check it out. We're talking about Wisconsin music, and he is the guy to talk to. So, Mad Trucker Gone Mad. Is that the name of the band, Rocker? Or is that a song?
That's awesome. Is.
I love that.
Oh, Mad Trucker Gone Mad. Some good friends of mine. They came out during the mid to late 90s, and they were quite popular. Kind of a punk band. Little kind of on the front end of cowpunk, actually, you know, if you think about it. And they don't play often anymore. That is for sure. But there's some stuff going on with Crustacean Records. Their record label's turning 30, so they're going to get out and they're going to do a show. It's going to be the only Wisconsin show, or the only show for Mad Trucker Gone Mad this year, and it's going to be at Club Garibaldi in Bayview in Milwaukee on August 24th. And they're going to be with Sad Laser and Front of Truck. And so are you ready for some cowpunk?
Yeah, I love the name of this song, too. Lay it on me.
The name of this song is called She Don't Like Me When I'm Drunk. This is Mad Trucker Gone Mad.
She don't like me when I'm drunk, and I can't stand her when I'm sober. The headache that she's given me is worse than my hangover. When I'm always in the doghouse, little doggy, drinking on over. She don't like me when I'm drunk, and I can't stand her when I'm sober. When I just got home from work and my tired feet are hurting, I grab a beer and hit the couch, turn on the tube and start surfing. She stands there right in front of me just like an angry curtain with a list of stuff I'm supposed to do. Oh, honey, that ain't working. She don't like me when I'm drunk, and I can't stand her.
Every girl that guy has ever dated is going to wonder if she's the inspiration for that song. It sounds like a John Prine song title. And then when you hear it, it's like, oh, no, that's definitely different. That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Mad Trucker Gone Mad. They will be. That was from 2016, by the way. And so that's a little bit of a throwback. They will be at Club Garibaldi in Milwaukee, August 24th. The only Wisconsin show. Don't miss it.
Love it. That's great.
Middleton Good Neighbor Festival. You heard of that?
I have. I've heard of it. I've never been.
Saturday, August 22nd, it starts. It's the 22nd through the 24th. Middleton Good Neighbor Festival started in 1964.
Oh, wow.
And they just moved to a new location there, South Beach. They're having a pirate summer theme this year. And some of the highlights include Angels and Outlaws on the 22nd, The Mascot Theory on the 23rd. That shows at 5:30. Road Trip from up in the Fox Valley.
Yeah.
They're going to be down here on the 23rd. Reverend Raven and the Chainsmoking Altar Boys featuring Westside Andy will be doing a set. Tim Daniels Band. And then on the 24th, highlights include the Red Hot Horn Dogs. And the Good Neighbor Festival is held the last weekend of August in Fireman's Park in Middleton every year. Mascot Theory, they're going to be playing there. Madison-based Americana band. They have a Kickstarter for their new album that's coming in October. And frontman Eric Gelland, he's making a comeback after surgery for a potentially fatal brain condition he had. And the new album, Cosmic Hit and Run, draws from the wreckage of those life-altering experiences and reshapes them into something resonant and unflinching. And we have a song from that. You can find more information at themascottheory.com. Right now, this is the opening song from their album, Every Sign of Life. This is Piece by Piece.
We're going to, Rocker, we're going to play this when we come back. We're going to do a very short break. Okay. Don't go anywhere, folks. Mascot Theory rocks, and they're fantastic. We're coming right back on Nightline on Bar Band Friday Night.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Everybody's got a place to hide. Everybody wants their sun to shine. Everybody's on a roller coaster ride. Everybody's got a lesson to be learned. Everybody's skipping lines to take their turn. Everybody cross bridges as they burn. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up, piece by piece by piece. Everybody's got a boat to row. Everybody loves an afterglow. Everybody keep one hand on your phone.
That was Mascot Theory, Piece by Piece. I absolutely love Mascot Theory. Eric Gelland has been on the show before. Before the break, our guest tonight, Rocker, set up that that great song by Mascot Theory. He's filling in tonight for Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday Night. They must have been on Max Inc. Radio several times, I would imagine, Mascot Theory.
Yes, several times,
so
for
great.
Sure.
Love
oh,
them.
We love those guys. They've performed on the show. We've interviewed them. And we've been a part of some of the shows that they've put together, Flannel Fest. Just an amazing, amazing guy, amazing character. And the band's just a great band as well.
That's outstanding. All right, we probably got time for one more, Rocker. What are you thinking here? We got People's Brothers Band and Orton Park.
Yeah, let's talk about the People Brothers Band because, you know, that one's up in your neck of the woods there in Green Bay.
That's right.
And In the Yard Concert Series, that's Thursday, August 28th, doors at 6, shows at 7. That's next to the Tarleton Theater.
Right.
Now, I've never been there. You're up in Green Bay. Have you been there?
Tarl has been on the show. I've been by it. I've never been inside it, but I know they're having a film festival there that I'm supposed to do something with, MC or something coming up. So I'm excited. It's supposed to be just an absolute treasure. Yeah.
Well, this is, you know, next to it in the food truck area, right?
Yeah.
So free admission, food trucks, craft beverages. It's the final show of the year, and this one they have the People Brothers Band. So I thought we'd play something from a little throwback from them, from their Love Electric album in 2018. This is called That Feeling, the People Brothers Band.
Love it.
I've been high, well, I've been around, well, I've touched the sky, well, I've bit the ground. I'm gonna take my time, I'll go where I'm needed. Tell me I'm right, yeah, to me it seems that you've got that feeling, you've got that feeling, you got that feeling, yeah, you got that feeling. Well, don't let your ship sail, you wind up waiting on a ship sail. Don't waste your sweet time, instead of living on the rewind.
call that? Like that genre. That's a really cool sound.
Kind of just rock, R&B, little bit of soul. It's all fused together, like you were saying before.
Yeah. It's so great.
I mean, I love the People Brothers Band. That's just what they are. It's the People Brothers Band. They're just people, you know?
Yeah.
There's more good people than there are bad people.
What very well said. Hey, I wanted to ask you too. You're friends with Eric of Mascot Theory. How is he doing?
Yes.
Is he and you've been through your health issues in the last year. You're crushing mm-hmm. it. How is Eric doing?
Well, last I talked to him, he was doing pretty good. He was out on vacation with his family, hanging out. So, and they're rehearsing with the band, getting ready for the upcoming shows. So, I mean, I'm sure he's got to be really feeling good. Kind of similar to me, you know. I have my comeback show will be September 14th with Iron Plow at the Crucible in Madison, and it's gonna, you know, I'm, you know, working out all the time, getting myself prepared for it. You know, you gotta be in shape if you want to play at the highest level these days. So, you know, it's important. And I think that he's doing the same thing.
That's fantastic. Buddy, thank you so much for filling in for Terry. It's always fun to connect with you too. You guys are both great and, cannot thank you enough. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Anytime, Pete.
You got it. All right.
Anytime.
That's Rocker. Check out Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights from 6 to 9 p.m. on WMDX Live, or you can stream it at civicmedia.us, and you can check out all of their podcasts, too, and get lost in them. They do great work, and it's a great show. Award-winning show, Conrad. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Let's make a note to have Rocker back before that September 14th, that's a pretty cool thing they're doing there for him. So I'm going to write that down right now. You say something while I write this down. I got to get my vocal cords a rest here.
Well, Pete, I don't know.
I tied Trump for unlikability tonight. That's all I want to say.
So you can't talk anymore.
You can't talk anymore. I'm depressed.
I watched a lot of Tacoma FD last night.
Oh, no way.
A lot. And I could say it just keeps getting funnier. Every episode, right. I'm laughing hysterically. It is such a good show. You know, it makes me want to be a fireman.
Well, you know, that's not like what they do.
I'm just kidding.
I know. That is on my list. All right, I'm going to check out the Spike Lee film this weekend, and then I'm also going to check out an episode or two of Tacoma FD, and I'm probably being a little overly ambitious here, but I want to watch Alien Earth as well. So I got a lot of color television to watch. So, and we got David Zucker, folks, Monday night. That's exciting. I know I've talked about that a lot, but I'm very excited to talk to David about his masterpieces that are Airplane, The Naked Gun, and Top Secret. If you have not seen Top Secret, Val Kilmer is so funny as Nick Rivers. It's such a great movie, and it's that same type of humor with Airplane, The Naked Gun. Highly recommend it, but tune in for my discussion with David. 6:35 on Monday. Thank you so much to Lisa Hale for being on the show tonight and talking Dexter. And thank you to Rocker for filling in for his compadre Terry Barr tonight. Anything you want to add, Conrad, before we
go out and watch some movies this weekend?
Yeah, lots of great movies to see. So much TV to watch, so little time, folks. Have a great weekend. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin. I'll sing it to your best friend's house, Mama Lee.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.